Component 14, Unit 7, Audio Transcript. In this unit, we will discuss decision support capabilities of commercial electronic health records, EHRs. Nearly all commercial EHRs have decision support capabilities and can typically be customized in various ways to meet local needs. This presentation will describe some of these capabilities. You will learn briefly about the history of clinical decision support systems and why they are important for electronic health records. In addition, after completing this unit, you will be able to articulate some of the decision support capabilities and customization capabilities of various vendor systems. In the realm of health information technology, the term clinical decision support may be defined as follows. Any computer program designed to help health professionals make clinical decisions, deal with medical data about patients, or with the knowledge of medicine necessary to interpret such data. We will discuss two categories of clinical decision support, CDS, applications. The first category is expert systems, many of which have been employed as a way to support clinical diagnosis. The second category is alerts and reminders. Several clinical expert systems were designed to generate a differential diagnosis based on a list of findings entered by the system user. Findings might include information such as whether or not a patient has a fever, whether or not a patient has chest pain, and so on. The differential diagnosis is a short list of possible diseases a patient may have given the current findings. For example, the differential diagnosis of rhinitis, a runny nose, includes allergic rhinitis, hay fever, the abuse of nasal decongestants, and, of course, the common cold. One of the first expert systems to support clinical diagnosis was Internist 1. Internist 1 was a rule-based system designed at the University of Pittsburgh. It was designed to diagnose complex problems in general internal medicine. Specifically, Internist 1 was created to capture the expertise of just one man, Jack D. Myers, M.D., who was a brilliant diagnostician and chairman of internal medicine in the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. In the mid-1980s, Internist 1 was succeeded by a microcomputer-based consultant, also developed at the University of Pittsburgh, called Quick Medical Reference, QMR. QMR was intended to rectify the technical and philosophical deficiencies of Internist 1. Because QMR remained dependent on many of the same algorithms developed for Internist 1, the systems are often referred to together as Internist 1/QMR. In 1976, Edward Shortliff developed an expert system called MYCIN as part of his doctoral dissertation in computer science at Stanford University. MYCIN was written using the Lisp programming language. It was a rule-based expert system designed to diagnose and recommend treatment for certain blood infections. Later, it was extended to handle other infectious diseases. Clinical knowledge in MYCIN is represented as a set of if-then rules with certainty factors attached to diagnoses. Another early diagnostic expert system was DXplain. DXplain was developed at the Laboratory of Computer Science at the Massachusetts General Hospital. It uses a set of clinical findings, signs, symptoms, and laboratory data to produce a ranked list of diagnoses using a Bayesian network. The knowledge base of DXplain has over 2,200 diseases and 5,000 symptoms. One of the valuable features of DXplain was its ability to provide users with an explanation for why each disease displayed should be considered in the differential diagnosis. Moreover, DXplain could suggest what further clinical information would be useful to collect for each disease. Despite the considerable effort undertaken by developers of diagnostic expert systems, these systems have never been widely incorporated into electronic health records. One noted informatician stated that, "We don't need expert systems. We need mediocre systems to keep up from making stupid mistakes." In contrast to expert systems, most EHRs today do have alerts and reminders of various types. For the purpose of this lecture, we will consider alerts to be interruptive. That is, the EHR would interrupt a clinician during the performance of a task to provide information and potentially disallow an action. For example, preventing a doctor from ordering a flu shot for a patient who had just received the shot last week. We consider reminders to be non-interruptive. In other words, reminders do not impede the clinician from his or her work by displaying something on the screen that must be acknowledged. A suitable analogy might be pop-up ads on websites versus less obtrusive banner advertising. Alerts are tools for focusing a user's attention on information or issues that might have been overlooked. For example, a clinical laboratory system might alert clinicians of critical abnormal results, such as sending a message about a patient's dangerously low hematocrit to a physician's pager. Another example can be seen in computerized provider order entry, or CPOE, systems that alert providers of possible drug interactions or incorrect drug dosages when they place orders in the system. The need for alerts and reminders in electronic health records is demonstrated in the following quotation from Dr. David Eddy. He said, "It is simply unrealistic to think that individuals can synthesize in their heads scores of pieces of evidence, accurately estimate the outcomes of different options, and accurately judge the desirability of those outcomes for patients." Scientifically, it has been demonstrated that clinical decision support tools can be effective. One of the first experiments with computerized alerts was performed in 1976 by Dr. Clem McDonald. In an article published by the New England Journal of Medicine, he wrote, "It appears that computerized prospective reminders do reduce errors, and that many of these errors are probably due to man's limitations as a data processor, rather than to correctable human deficiencies." This graphic shows an example alert from a popular commercial CPOE system marketed by Eclipsis. In this case, a physician has attempted to order a chest X-ray for a patient, but the system identified an already existing chest X-ray order. An alert like this can reduce redundant and possibly harmful tests and procedures. The same alerting infrastructure is used to notify clinicians of potential drug allergy, drug food, and drug-drug interactions. Some commercial EHR vendors have adopted a Health Level 7 standard for encoding clinical decision support logic, known as the ARDEN syntax. Developed in the 1990s, ARDEN syntax is an artificial intelligence frame-based grammar for representing and processing medical conditions and recommendations as medical logic modules, MLMs. The intent of its designers was for MLMs to be used and shared across EHRs in different locations and from different vendors. The name, ARDEN syntax, was adopted from ARDEN House, the upstate New York location where early meetings were held to develop and refine the syntax and its implementation. Here we see a sample MLM. This MLM is designed to display an alert when clinicians orders penicillin and the patient have a documented penicillin allergy. Although ARDEN syntax is a powerful tool for developing and sharing clinical decision support knowledge, it has not been broadly adopted by all EHR vendors. The Regenestrife Institute Incorporated uses ARDEN syntax MLMs in its locally developed care system to deliver reminders or hints to clinicians regarding patient treatment recommendations. LDS Hospital in Salt Lake City and Columbia University Medical Center also contributed much to this standard, as well as the general body of knowledge in this domain. Among EHR vendors, Eclipsis uses ARDEN syntax MLMs extensively to provide decision support capabilities, and Siemens and other EHR vendors also use ARDEN syntax to some degree. Epic maintains a website for its customers known as Epic UserWeb. One of the features of UserWeb is a community library, where Epic clients can view and share human-readable clinical content, such as decision support rules, order sets, documentation templates, and more. As reported in 2008, UserWeb had over 12,000 active users and 15,000 clinical decision support rules, which are known as best practice alerts. This slide shows an example screen of Epic UserWeb. You can see the variety of content available. This slide and the following slide list a set of rules for implementing clinical decision support alerts. These implementation suggestions were created by Dean Sittig and colleagues and published in the journal Pediatrics. On the topic of communication and acceptance, 1. Has the clinical rule or concept that will be promoted by the intervention been well communicated to the medical staff in advance? 2. Does the intervention, if accepted, change the overall plan of care, or is it intended to cause a limited corrective action, such as preventing an allergic reaction to a drug? 3. Are the data used to trigger the alert likely to be accurate and reliable, and are they a reliable indicator for the condition you are trying to change? 4. What is the likelihood that the person receiving the alert will actually change his or her patient management as a result of the alert? 5. Is the patient likely to agree that the recommended actions are beneficial? Regarding the intervention technique. 6. Is an alert the right type of intervention for the clinical objective, and is it presented at the right time? 7. Is the intervention presented to the right person? 8. Is the alert presented clearly and with enough supporting information so that the clinician feels confident in taking the recommended action immediately? 9. Does the intervention slow down the workflow? 10. Is the overall alert burden excessive, alert fatigue? Were the study providers receiving other types of alerts at the same time? 11. Is the clinical information system, including the use of CDS, for example the alerts, well-liked and supported by clinicians in general? Finally, regarding monitoring of clinical decision support alerts in an EHR, 12. Is there a way to monitor the response to the alert on an ongoing basis? The rules for CDS alerts from Sittig and colleagues allude to the difficulty of integrating alerts into the clinical workflow in a way that is helpful and minimally disruptive to care providers. The graphic shown here demonstrates a next-generation alert intervention, which is being developed under a grant from the U.S. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. The goal of the alert is to notify a pediatric ambulatory care provider that his or her current patient needs a flu shot. Nearly everyone should be offered a yearly flu shot, but there are many missed opportunities, clinic visits where children could be immunized but are not. The screens here collect the relevant patient and clinic-specific information pertaining to the influenza vaccine from a commercial EHR. This intervention is integrated into the clinical workflow and allows the pediatrician to order the vaccine electronically in an efficient manner. EHRs historically have been difficult for customers to customize or modify due to the closed architecture employed by most vendors. By mid-2010, at least two vendors, Eclipsis and Allscripts, have made considerable progress towards opening their systems in a way that better enables system extensibility. Interestingly, these two vendors merged in September 2010, and the combined entity is now known as Allscripts. Allscripts is promoting an open architecture platform, known as Helios, which employs web services to facilitate custom development and/or integration of third-party modules into its EHR offerings. One example of the kind of integration that Allscripts Helios enables is shown in this slide. Here we see a custom billing screen integrated into Eclipsis Sunrise Clinical Manager that exchanges information with the back end of an Eclipsis Enterprise EHR deployment. The purpose of this integration was to allow physicians who wrote their notes for hospital patients electronically in Eclipsis to seamlessly submit their professional charges in their ambulatory system, Allscripts Enterprise EHR. This slide shows the technical architecture for the Eclipsys Allscripts integrated billing solution. In addition to billing data, patient diagnoses and information about notes is exchanged between the two vendor systems via web service calls. In summary, nearly all EHR vendors provide decision support capabilities and options for customization. Because of the vast amount of knowledge engineering and clinical and informatics expertise necessary to create clinical decision support resources, sharing content with other organizations may be desirable, even if they don't use the same EHR. In this context, vendor adoption of industry standards and open system architectures may greatly benefit EHR users.